We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the bottom of Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We learned yesterday in Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, V'yesh Chuppa L'Psulois. And really, in Rav and Shmuel come out two different halachas. According to Rav, not only is Chuppa Koina by a Pasul, means someone's Pasul for Bia, the Chuppa also will Pasul the Bas Koyim from Truma. Just like Bia passes from Truma, the Chuppa also passes from Truma. That means if a Koyin God gives Kedushin to Almana, it gives Chuppa to Almana, gives Chuppa to Almana even without Kedushin, not only will it be Koina, but it will Pasul from Truma. Shmuel says, Ein Chuppa L'Psulos, but Taisus learns it's not even Koina. The Chuppa is not Koina. It's not Royal Bia. It's not Koina as Chuppa either. And both Rav and Shmuel were l'kuli alma of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah Machlekes is Rav Meir and Rav Loza of Rav Shimon. Rav Meir held Mishnah Maris Labia Psula passels her. Rav Loza of Shimon holds does not passel her. And each one of them is going l'kuli alma. Rav says Yesh Chuppa L'Psula is even for you, Rav Loza of Rav Shimon hold in our Mishnah from Kedushin. She's Kosheva Chuma, so that's Kedushin. But Chuppa with Kreva Bia is worse. And Shmuel holds that even for you, Rav Meir, Chuppa is not passel. Why? Because it's not kind, so it could go even for you, Rav Meir. So that's how Rav and Shmuel learn. Now we're going to have Rav Machama, who takes in between stance, and he says, it's totally the Machlekes, Rav Meir and Lozer Rav Shimon. I'm a Rav Machama. Yesh Chuppa L'Psulois. That there's a Chuppa to Psulois is a Pasler. Banu L'Machlekes, Rav Meir, Rav Lozer Rav Shimon. So Machlekes, it's totally the Machlekes in our Mishnah, Rav Meir and Rav Lozer Rav Shimon. The Rav Meir of our Mishnah, Makedushin Pasli, that says, if the Kohen Gadol gives Amon a Kedushin, that passels her already. Why? Because she's Mishnah Maris, the Bia Psula, so here was the Chuppah Navi Pasla. So Chuppah was a Pasla, because Mishnah Maris, the Bia Psula. The Rav Elazar of Rav Shimon, the Amri Kedushin, like Pasli, according to Rav Elazar of Shimon, all Kedushin does not passel, because Mishnah Maris, the Bia Psula, doesn't make a Psula. Chuppah Navi like Pasla. So that's how he wants to be Taila in the Machlaikas, Rav Meir, Elazar of Shimon. Zakhtamar, no. You could argue, like we just spoke at before, really. Mamai. Dilma Adkan Lakom Rav Meir Hasa, Meir only said by Kedushin that there, if you make Kedushin, she becomes possible Truma. Of course, it's a Kenyan, it's Mr. Maris to be a Psula. El Kedushin, the Kani law. Ava Chuppa, the Kani law, law. Maybe Chuppa says it's not Kaina. So it's not Mukach that Rameya holds. Chuppa is possible because maybe Dafka by Kedushin is possible because Kaina. But Chuppa is not Kaina. Inam, you can say it the other way. Adkan Lakom Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Hasam. Maybe only Rav Elazar Rav Shimon is machshir ela bekedushin with like harve labia. It's not kriv labia. It's not the next step before bia. Aval chuppa the kriv labia. Chuppa is the step right before bia. Maybe there he agrees that it's Mr. Maris labia psula and it's pasul. Ganami the pasul. So therefore, you can't say that our mishnah has anything to do with the smachlekes because you could go both ways. And if chuppa is kaina, it's worse than kedushin. If chuppa is not kaina, it's better than kedushin. Therefore, it's not really totally our mishnah. But if you want to say this machlekes that yes chuppa l'psulos or not, I'll show you a different machlekes tanoim. Ella yikul meimar bepluk the tani tanoi. If you want to say bepluk the hani tanoi, you can say the machlekes is the final tanoim. The tanoim is the brayso. Nisu zu vizu kasheroi su pesulos. The brayso is like this: if a kohen got married to zu vizu, either kosher or to apostle, which means someone was apostle to him, let's say agrusha, oish nichlasu l'chuppa v'loy nivalu. This wife eats from his mechassin, but chalas v'chuma and eats chuma. So more right away jumps on that. If nichnasu l'chuppa v'loy nivalu was nisumin, nisu means that they did have bia. If they had bia, what's the tzad that they can eat chuma? It definitely becomes a chalala. But chalal the nisu nisu mamish. There's no tzad that if there's a bia psula that it's kosher. So what has to be pshat in the brayso? So lav kegoin, you have to be like this. Nisu zu v'zu k'sheres p'sulos. What's the case? Kegoin shenichlasu v'chup v'loy nevelum. Kegoin, for example, shenichlasu v'chup v'loy nevelum. So the Tanakhama of Mishnah told me a case where it was a pasul, let's say a grusha or a manu l'kohen gadol, and they made a kedushin. And they went l'chuppah, but v'loy nivalu. So it says in this brayso v'ketanya chelas mishaloi v'chelas v'chuma eat chuma. So in kol shekain a chuppah without kedushin you'll still eat chuma as impossible. Here even with kedushin chuppah the halacha is chuppah will not pass. So kol shekain a chuppah without kedushin will not pass. So the Tanakhama is clearly that it is not possible. Rabbi Shmuel b'noi v'shirchem breiko imer. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rechem Breker, says, Kol Shabia Machilosa, Chuppa Machilosa. V'chol She'en Bia Machilosa, Ein Chuppa Machilosa. Rabbi Shmuel Samir argues on Talakama. Talakama said that it does not pass from Shuma. Rabbi Shmuel says, if the Bia passes, the Chuppah passes. If the Bia, feeds her Shuma, the Chuppah feeds her Shuma. If Bia is not feeding her Shuma, then the Chuppah will not feed her Shuma. And what Rashi learns, they're learning from, the Rabbi Shmuel is saying like this, that Chuppah is comparable to Bia. If the Bia passels, the chuppah passels. The Bia is not passel, the chuppah will not passel. So basically, what we're saying is that chuppah v'loy nivalu will still passel or chuma. So what do you see? You see, it's v'chloikis tanoim if yes chuppah l'psulois. Tanakam says chuppah l'psulois does not passel. Rabbi Shmuel says the chuppah does passel, passels like Bia. From his loshim, kol shu Bia machalos, chuppah machalos, shayin Bia machalos, yayin machalos, oh, the chuppah machalos, mashma, chuppah and Bia are the same thing. Zogt Gemara, no, you could also argue on this assertion that this is machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel maybe is even could even hold, he could even hold that there's no the chuppah is not possible. Why? Dama Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kramayas Fiule. Maybe he holds really like Rameyer, Dama Kedushin Mikedushin Loyokla. He does not eat already from Kedushin Kurasmaris Biopsula. So therefore it's not because the chuppah passed. Why the chuppah is not possible even for Rabbi Shmuel. I hear why is it possible? Because here it'll be possible because from the Kedushin is possible. So Frank the Gemara doesn't fit into the words. Hi, Kol She'en Biyasa Mechalosa, Ein Chupa Mechalosa. Why do I say that Lashon? Say, Kol She'en Biyasa Mechalosa, Ein Kaspa Mechalosa. Anything the Bia impasses her, the Kesef she'passes her. Why do I say Chupa? Say Kesef. If Kesef is the one that passes her, why do I say Chupa? Ein Kaspa Mechalosa Mechalosa. So the Gemara, no, maybe really Kesef Taka is the thing that passes her. But since the Tanakama said it used Lashon Chuppah, that even by that their Chuppah passels, he also said Chuppah is not the Tanakama said Chuppah does not passel. He said Chuppah passel, but really it's passel already from Kesef. So basically, like this, we try to say this Machlokes Tanoim is Machlokes Yesh Chuppah Psulos or not, because Tanakama said she eats Chuma, Rav Shmuel says she does not eat Chuma. We thought the Pshat is because Tanakama holds Chuppah does not passel her, and Rav Shmuel holds Chuppah does passel her because Chuppah is like Bia. The Gemara says no. The reason why it's possible for Rav Shmuel is not because of the Chuppah, it's because of the Kesef, because of the Kedushin. Kedushin as Mistamaris Bia Psulo is possible. It's called She'ein Bia Samachalosa in Kaspa Machalosa. Why don't you use a Lashon of Kesef? Because either the Tanakama used Lashon Chuppah, so he also used the Lashon of Kesef, of Chuppah, instead of using Kesef, but Avada, the reason for Rabbi Shmuel could have been that. So it's not a Machloikis Tanoim, the Gemara is saying. You could learn that both these Tanoim hold that Ein Chuppah L'Psulos, you could say, and therefore it's Lav Dafka Machloikis Tanoim. Now the Gemara is bringing a different Memra, that tries to bring a Raya from a Mishnah and Saita that Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. Omar of Amram, Homil Sa Omar Rav Sheshes, the following Halacha Rav Sheshes taught us, and he showed us a makar from a Mishnah. He said, "Yesh chuppah l'psulos." He says that if someone does a chuppah to a pasul, she becomes pasul. It's the chuppah's chal, and therefore she becomes pasul for chuma because the chuppah's chal. Yesh chuppah l'psulos. V'tana tuna, bring your raya that chuppah without beer works even by a pasul. I'm bringing raya from a Mishnah. That's what Rav Arman said over B'Shem Rav Sheshes. The Tana Tuna, our Tana said, says in a Mishnah in Saita, that a main, when you make her swear Saita is someone who is Isha, who is unfaithful, and then you bring her to drink the water to see if Shitaka did something wrong. You warned her not to seclude herself with a certain person, and she did seclude herself. We're not sure if she did Aveira, but she secluded herself. We bring her to the Beis Mikdash, we give her a drink of a Saita. And it says in the Mishnah, You make us well, main. So Tisi Arusa, that I didn't go off and was unfaithful while she was Arusa or Nesua. Arusa means someone has Kedushin, Nesua means someone's married. Shemaras Yavim, someone's waiting for Yibam. Viknus is someone who actually did Yibam. So, any of these cases, Mara's learning now, any of these four cases, it's possible to have a story of Saita. That's what it says in this Mishnah. Any one of these cases could be a case of Saita. So, Mara analyzes what's the case of Arusa that's a Saita. And with that, we're trying to bring a raya that yesh chuppah l'psulos. Hay arusa echidami. What's the case of arusa that has a din of saita? Remember, arusa is someone who has kedushin. They mean Reuven gave kedushin to Rachel, and they are, we'll call it engaged, but they really have kedushin, they're called arusa. Say echidami. Ilem et konila kashi arusa. If the case is, you warned her while she's arusa, don't seclude yourself with a certain man. V'kamashkale kashi arusa. And then she secluded herself, and you're giving her to drink Mei Saita while she's Arusa. Like the word, that's not true. Arusa bas mishtai. Do you just saying a soita, the may soita by arusa? But now we looked at a mishnah in Mesechta Soita that arusa v'shmeres yavam leshoyis l'nezek suba. Arusa v'shmeres yavam who are mezana who become a soita, they don't drink and they get you have to divorce them and you don't give them a ksuba because they caused it to themselves. So what's the reason? Because the pasuk says tachas isheich. The pasuk says that. Ve'at kisotis tachas ishech, and it's not called your husband yet until you do nesun. So therefore, arusa does not drink mei saita. So what's the case of arusa? If the whole story happened while she was arusa, there's no drinking while she's arusa. Ella must be like this: the kain lakish arusa, you warned her while she was arusa, v'istatra, and she excluded herself while she was arusa. V'kamashka lo kishin nesua, and then they get married. And after they're married, he brings it to the Rishon Lakish and says, you know, look, she was secluded herself while she was arusa. So the Gemara, no, mi bat l'maya. That also does not work. The water will not work. Why? By telling to the Braisa, v'nika ishma avon. The pasuk says that if she did something wrong, it says v'nika ishma avon. That's what the pasuk says, and the isha will tisa savayna. So we darshim and that b'zmancha ishma nukam avon hamayim b'yit kemes ishtoy. The mayim only works to baidik the wife, to make sure, to check the wife, is only if he is menuka ma'avon. He's a tzaddik ishtagol. Eina ish menuka ma'avon. If he has aveira, eina mayim baidik kemes ishtoy. And what does that mean? What it means is like this, that if she was usher to him, and he was bought on her after she was usher, then already he loses a chance to bring it from Eis Saita. So here, while she was arus already, she was mizana. Then he went ahead and got married. So he got married after she already was secluded herself. So she's a suffix site already then. She's usher to him. And he went ahead and married her. Now you don't have a right to give the maid site anymore. Why? Because already he did Avera. He did Avera because he married her.
Can Ava Arts be asked for maid site?
You said he has to be a shikul tzad. No, not shikul. That means he can't be Avera. This Avera. He can't be born her afterwards. He can't have Averas. There's a Rambam somewhere says he's Mizano with someone else. Also, he can't be by the. Yeah, he has to be a mean Gabi. He has to be a shikul tzad. Yeah. I could buy a Maritz to be a tzaddik. Anyway, it says over here, Ein amayim boitkim es ishtoy. It doesn't work over here. I can ask a different question. I'm going to ask this question. Maybe he didn't know. He didn't know the halacha, maybe. He got married. He didn't know that the halacha is that you now let a bar on Saita. He knew she made trouble. He warned her and she secluded herself. They got married. Now he's bringing her to the Beis Din. He didn't know they now let her be bar letter. He was on Amar's talk. He didn't know. Okay. So why is that a cool oven? That ties his cash. That ties his cash.
If Nukma
going
to
bar
love a shaygig. He didn't know. It's true that it actually bothered him or whatever the situation was. Why did he bring her first?
He couldn't bring her. He can't bring her when you're Arusa. He can't bring her when she's Arusa. You have to be
then
married.
Then why, like...
So that you can't be until she's married. So the question is that why is the maybe he didn't know. So maybe it's called menukum oven. What?
The water's not going to work.
Why not? But only maybe it's not for oven. So Tosha's answer is like you're saying that kivim shasha shka yodea shavala beisir. So even b'shoigig it's not called menukum oven. That's a shchidah shavir. It's not called menukum oven. Like bottom, we can't figure out what is the case of arusa that has a case of saita. It can't be you do all the drinking when you're saita because you don't give to drink when she's arusa. And it can't be the case was that she did all the trouble while she's arusa. Now you buy the goyin asua because you have a problem. Nukum avon. So this is the pshat. El lekani lakish arusa v'statra. You warned her while she's arusa and she secluded herself. V'nichnesa lechupa v'loy nivala. And they went to chupa v'loy nivala. What do you see? Yes, chupa l'psulos. V'shmavino yes, chupa l'psulos. What's the case? The case is they did a chupa, but they didn't do bia. Since what do you see? It works. Kinda. It's called nasuan. And they didn't do Aveira, he didn't do Aveira because Loi Nivala. So he only did Chuppah. I in Chuppah L'Psulois, because here you can't do a Bia, because Bia is possible. Ma'ash Malon, yes, Chuppah L'Psulois. Comes here, Rav Sheish, and says, I have a furish, a Mishnah, and Saita, yes, Chuppah L'Psulois. Where? The Mishnah says that our Rusa, it has Saita, so it must be yes, Chuppah L'Psulois. That's the right. Omer Rava. So Rava has a cash on this whole Pshikot Torah. V'tizbra tov tresti. Does that make sense? Your teretz, your pshat that you're saying in Arusa means that it was chuppah without bia, and that takes your whole problems. But it's not true. There's another drasha you're missing. But ki also Rav Acha bar Chanina medrayma also va'aisa masnita b'yode. When he came from Doran, when he came with a masnita b'yode, he came with a brice in his hand, and the brice doctrine like this. It says in the pasuk mebalade ishech that he was nitmeis besides for a husband. And we darshan like this, Misha kodma shchivas bal leboil. Misha kodma shchivas boil lebal. There's a kosov that the only time soita is called a soita, and you drink the mei soita, is only if the bal had bia before the boil. But here, in this case, the bal did not have bia first. If you not have bia first, it doesn't work. It's a new din. That there has to be kodma shchivas bal leboil. So here, l'chayra, the first one to have bia is the one who's the one who was not the husband. But the husband here was nisknas alachup of loinivala. So there's a cost of you cannot have saita if the ishech, if the husband is not first. So you have another problem now. The eitz didn't help. The case is that what?
It's not
Alvin. The case is that before the stira, the Rusa was bar Maves Avia. That he was bar on her Maves Avia, and if but it wasn't the same chuppah. So therefore, the halacha was it's taka. It's you now do it before the suin, but it's not a chiyav of karis or a chiyav. It's not a chiyav like that. It's something wrong, but it's not a chiyav karis. And it turns out that this was before that. And Nukum Ava means in a case where it's a lav in the Torah. You know, there's not a lav in the Torah. The Bala Rusvezavia. This is therefore in such a case here the beer was first, and that's the case of our case of Arusa. So right now we are holding that we have a raya. The raya is that Arusa. What's the case that does Arusa? She was you warned her, and she was soicer herself with someone. Then they got married. Well, beer. So it's Mukum Avon. Aye, the problem of Mvalde Yishech. He was Baalah before this whole story. Vezavia. Al kapatim, that's how we learn Yerusha, and right now it's a riot, yesh chuppah lepsulas.